going? You're listening to the Shine to Five Method with CJ. I'm your host, Kristen N. James, aka CJ, the creator of the Shine to Five Method. What is that, you may be asking? It is a trusted system to help 9 to 5 women push past mediocrity so they can shine in their own businesses. So if you are juggling a 9 to 5 with a side biz right now, then this is for you. Let's work together on breaking up with your employee mindset so you can be in the driver's seat of your life. So buckle up. It's going to be a fun, sometimes bumpy ride, but girl, I'll get you there. Hey friend, thanks for coming back, joining me again for another episode. And it's been a difficult last few months. Maybe not for everyone, but I know for myself, it's been difficult. And I know that I'm not alone. So maybe you listening right now, it hasn't necessarily been difficult for you, but you probably know somebody who's having a really hard time in their personal life or in their professional life. And I wanted to take this time to remind you that times are tough, but you, my friend, are tougher. So make sure you share this with someone that needs that reminder. Even before I get into the actual topic, like just go tell someone that right now. Times may be tough, but you, my friend, are tougher. And the reason why I'm saying it's been a difficult time is because of the climate we're in. Business has slowed, right? But the beautiful thing about being an entrepreneur is you have full control of what you do and how you do things. So I wanted to share with you 4 questions that you can ask yourself when your business slows down, when things, you're losing those clients and you're losing that business and you're wondering what to do. What can I do next? How do I generate some income? If you're listening to this right now, I need to remind you that you made it through 2020. That was the biggest test of will, of strength, of resilience. And this is what the entire year was, one giant test. You have to agree with me on that. So if you are listening right now, you made it through 2020. That alone tells you and me how resilient you are. So we are going through some really tough times and inflation is hitting many folks very, very hard and leaving them with some really difficult decisions to make. Really difficult decisions to make. And since to me, it is important to always remain transparent in my journey as an entrepreneur, it means also sharing the not so pretty parts. So I'm really not afraid at all to share that I've lost clients because their businesses are suffering or they feel like they need to focus more on their 9 to 5 right now and continue to have that steady income because inflation. Their businesses are suffering due to that slow uptick and it's leaving them worried about not just finances, but the future of their businesses. Everybody's worried. Everybody's really, really uptight. Cost is going up and left, right, and center. The decline you may be experiencing right now in your business has nothing to do with your skill set. It has nothing to do with the products and services that you offer. It's not that people don't see the value in what you offer. They literally probably can't afford it. They can't afford it. They have difficult decisions to make. Don't take any of that personally. Don't be too hard on yourself. Because here's the thing. As entrepreneurs, we have to understand the risk involved with any sort of impact on the economy. So although, as you know, entrepreneurship and small businesses are making a huge impact on the economy, when the economy is suffering in any way, shape, or form, of course our businesses will as well, right? But being an entrepreneur is literally all about risk. Just Google the definition of entrepreneur. While you're listening, just open Google right now and see if the word risk doesn't show up somewhere when you read the definition or read any articles about entrepreneurship. But as things might be slowing down in your business, this is also a great opportunity to take a step back and evaluate your business goals. Just take a step back. Things are still working. The machine is still, you can still press power and the machine goes on and things are still moving. You still got things to do, girl. You still got things to do. You still got money to make and the money is there to be made. But when you take that step back and you are evaluating your business goals, I have a few questions that I believe will help you in your evaluation or your re-evaluation. The first one is, are you willing to admit that you have blinders on right now? You're so focused right now on what's working in your business or what's been working in your business that you've almost kind of placed yourself in a box. And I feel like entrepreneurs can't be placed in a box. We stepped away from that corporate setting to get out of the box, but then we get so focused on doing things a certain way in our business. So are you willing to admit that you have blinders on so you can remove them and think outside the box? You've most definitely been overextending yourself, right? You've been doing all of the things, all of the time, creating, regurgitating. When the reality is that you don't really have to. What you have, if it's a well-oiled machine, it'll work. But take the blinders off. Look around you, right? Because this leads me into the next question. How are you willing to pivot? That was the word of 2020, right? Everybody's talking about pivot. Makes you think of that Friends episode. Pivot on the staircase with the couch. How willing are you to pivot and still keep your small business relevant? Where else can you show up? Who else can you connect with or collaborate with? Who else needs your expertise? Meaning you can still be doing what you love, but beyond the scope of your business, being inside the box and having those blinders on that you have to keep putting things out for you and your business. When you just need to collaborate, seek other opportunities elsewhere, but you're still able to do what you love. This is how we generate multiple streams of income. I too have found great opportunities where I can show up as a coach, but it's on somebody else's dime and time. But I still get to do what I love and everything is already done for me. And I just got to show up, share my expertise, help people the way that I help my clients. But these people that I'm helping, they were already provided by whoever I'm partnering up with, I'm collaborating with. So how else can you keep your small business relevant? Because as much as I will be showing up on somebody else's dime and time, I'm still already showing up in front of another audience. I'm showing up on somebody else's audience. I'm borrowing from somebody else's audience. I'm making new connections. I'm still networking. How can you network? And this is all the questions kind of tied together. So the third question is, what other skills do you have that you can tap into? Is there anything that you love doing and you wouldn't mind branching out into it? It may not necessarily fit into the scope of your business right now, but maybe you can find a way, right, to implement that into your business, to infuse that into what you're already doing because you're so good at it. For example, I love creating content. Love it. Love creating content. You can just check out my social media and you see what I mean. I used to be a blogger. And it was a successful blog for many, many years. But one of the things I took away from that is content creation for me. I love it. So if I can help people, and I've realized people do struggle with that. They struggle with content creation. So if I can help my clients or I can take on new clients just to help them with that one thing, I'm actually still coaching them. I'm coaching them in one little area, maybe, but I'm still coaching women who with small businesses, who are working on their marketing and they need to create content. So what other skills do you have that you can tap into? And the last and most important question you need to ask, how badly do you want your small business to survive? How badly do you want it to survive? If you're ready to throw in the towel, if you're already thinking that it's doomed, maybe you don't want it to survive. Maybe this was something to do for now. And that's okay because you've still tried. And that's the important thing. You started something and you're actually seeing it through to realize this is too much for me. I don't want to do this. But you would never have known that had you not tried, right? But if you don't want it badly enough, if you're already thinking it's doomed, if you're already ready to throw in the towel, this is not the language of an entrepreneur. This is not the mindset of an entrepreneur. However, I feel like you want it really badly. You want this business, this small business, this side hustle, quote unquote, to survive. That's why you're still listening. The title caught your eye. You said times are tough, but you were tougher. Four questions to ask when business slows down. You're like, my business slowed down. What else can I do? Let me listen. And you're here because you want your business to survive. And just that want alone, that drive, that determination, your business absolutely, positively will survive. Take the blinders off. See where you can stay relevant. See where you can pivot. See who you can partner up with, who you can collaborate with. Make the ask. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit more in my business episode coming up. Next episode will be my In My Business episode. And I'm going to be talking about that, right? So stay encouraged. You got to take the downs with the ups. Those peaks and valleys, the ebb and flow of entrepreneurship. We have many, 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 many successes to celebrate. And we have many, many, many even more lessons to learn. What can you learn about yourself and about being a small biz owner during a time when things might have slowed? Remember that you are creative and you are resourceful. And you survived 2020. So that means you are resilient. Sending you good vibes as always. And I'll see you at the next episode. All right. That's it for now. Question. What was your biggest takeaway? I'd love for you to share your thoughts in a review. And better yet, share this with a friend that you believe needs to hear this. If you are ready to make your side biz your main gig, which means taking center stage so you can shine in your business, I invite you to connect with me. My website is kristenandjames.com, or you can find me on any social media platform at kristenandjames. Take care until next time. And as I always say, have a sparkling day.